This is Elaine. Good evening. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Say that three times quickly. In a few minutes, I'll give you two phone numbers. One is for worldwide, one is for Canada and the United States. Those two numbers are direct numbers. You can call in and ask questions, join our conversation. Maybe Shelley, maybe Kate will even give you a reading this evening. Maybe.
Sure.
Why not? This is an uninterrupted hour. No commercials, in other words. So it's just us, unless you guys call in. So we invite you to call in anytime and often. Good evening. This is one of my favorite guests, and I always say her name wrong, even though I've known her for over 20 years, it seems like. It's spelled B-R-A-U-N, but it's pronounced
Brown. The color.
The color. Kate, that's another way for you guys to remember her, see, if I pretend I don't know her name or how to pronounce her name. We're going to talk about the fall equinox tonight.
Which is on Monday.
The 22nd. I know. Monday the 22nd. I love this word. 2008 is Mabon, M-A-B-O-N?
I think that's probably the right way to pronounce it. I'm not sure, but hey, Mabon works for me.
Okay. Lady Moon moves from her third quarter in Gemini to her fourth quarter in Cancer, prompting the centered energy of this water sign to reinforce the balancing energies of Lord Sun's Libra. I'm not an astrologer, and that's a long sentence.
Well, I'm not an astrologer either, but I look at what's on Llewellyn's astrological calendar, and since my sun sign is Cancer, and since that makes me a moon child, I do tend to watch what's going on with the moon.
Hi, Leo. How does that affect me, I wonder? I should ask Kramer, huh?
You probably should. Leo is cardinal fire. Cancer is fixed water. I mean, pardon me. Leo is fixed fire and Cancer is cardinal water. And fixed signs can be kind of stubborn and cardinal signs are more balanced. And mutable signs like Pisces, they tend to just kind of go whichever way the wind blows.
I feel like I've been doing that lately.
Well,
as fixed as I am, baby.
Well, the thing is we've had a bunch of really crazy retrogrades that are finally, this month, beginning to let up a little teeny bit. And as I say all the time, I am not an astrologer. I'm not going to go that route. It's way too complicated. There's a lot of math involved. But I watch the retrogrades because I see corresponding patterns in the readings that I do. And so up until just a few days ago, actually, we had this whole boodle of retrogrades going on that were forcing everybody to look at what we've left undone, tie up the loose ends, observe our weaknesses and figure them out so we can work with them and turn them into strengths. And that went on all summer long. And it made things complicated, okay? So now, as we're getting into this last quarter of the year, things are going to be a little bit simpler, which I think is nice because I would much rather have things be simple than complicated.
You promise? This has just been one of those years. Lord!
I know.
Your next sentence says, this is a festival about abundance.
Oh,
as well,
yes.
As balance, and you were just talking about balance, so that's good.
I talk about balance a lot.
Mm-hmm. As its alternative names of second harvest, harvest home, and cornucopia. Thank you. Indicate.
Yeah. See, first harvest, which was the last one. I forget dates. Dates are hard for me sometimes. But first harvest is when you think about corn and all the grains that are coming in and you harvest. Second harvest is more about the root crops. And that's why the suggestions are that you can serve potatoes and parsnips and yams and stuff like that. Carrots, what you grow out of the ground. Because that's a big, heavy second harvest. Third harvest will be Halloween.
Now, explain that. Connect the dots for me.
Okay. It goes back to many long years ago when we were a more agricultural society and people were more tied to the land and were just more aware about what grew and when it got harvested and when you had to make sure you stored up stuff for the winter. And a lot of the lore that I use doesn't come from Texas. It comes from Europe. And the seasons were different. Global warming is a fact of life. And umpty hundred years ago, it wasn't this warm all over. So your harvest tended to come in earlier. And here we are, in Texas you can grow stuff year-round. In California you can grow stuff year-round. Didn't used to be that way. Does that help?
Yes, it does. I just never would have thought of Halloween as a harvest time.
Well, it's last harvest, okay? It's the absolute final one. That's when you know what live... October is when you would slaughter your livestock that you were going to salt down for the winter.
You're just so full of this information.
I read a lot.
I love this. And I love what you've done here, sharing, enjoying abundance and sharing. So encourage your guests to take some leftovers home, well, of course. The giving and accepting of abundance promotes more abundance for both the giver and the receiver.
Yeah,
that's
why you have this nice big feast, and you can do it this weekend. You don't absolutely have to do it on Monday. It's a whole lot easier to do your celebrating on the weekend. But what you do is you make sure everybody takes some of the leftovers home by the sharing. What you're saying is, I don't need this. I do not need this extra food. I am not in such dire straits that I have to hoard every last little crumb. See? So you're putting the energy out there that says, I have enough to share. And everybody shares, which means everybody not only has enough, but you're putting it out to the universe that there's going to be plenty next year.
And you remind us, too, by saying, encourage your guests to join you in dressing in warm colors. Now, this really says to me, fall and even winter, the oranges, the reds, the maroons, the deep golds, russet browns, and dark violet.
Yeah, now you don't have to wear wool or corduroy, okay? It's the color that will tell you. Because let's face it, it's not cold enough for velvet and wool quite yet. Although this delightful cool weather early in the morning when I go out to pick up the paper is just wonderful.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Folks, we have with us this evening Kate Brown. We're going over the fall equinox goodies and how we can share it with our family and friends. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on BBSRadio.com. Be ready with the phone number, a pen and a pencil. I'm going to give you phone numbers now. The United States and Canada, you share a line. You can call in on 1-888-228-4494, 1-888-228-4494. Any place else in the world, worldwide, that you can hear us or reach us by Internet, 877-489-6350. 877-489-6350. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. My guest this evening is Kate Brown. We're doing fall equinox, and I'm sure we'll get into other subjects as well, but that's our purpose for this evening. I like, too, as this is a celebration of balance, a scale filled with acorns, grapes, or autumn leaves would make a lovely centerpiece. And the reason I bring that up is because I can remember my grandmother setting, she called it the balance bowl on the dining table in the fall, and it would be filled. We didn't have walnuts in our part of the country, but somehow she'd get walnuts, pecans, all kinds of nuts. We only grew pecans, so everything else, I'm sure she had to spend what was then an expensive amount of something to get a nice balance. It was called a balance bowl because there would usually be 10 around the table, and there was one of each everything in the bowl for each of us.
Well, that is lovely.
I thought it was a really neat
I like that idea.
Tradition.
Balance
and there
bowl. I'm going to make a note of that.
Yeah, the balance bowl. So if somebody came up with two pecans, they better have traded that. It had to be a willing thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was meant to show balance. And the adults and the kids and everybody got the same thing.
I like the idea of that. That's mm-hmm. really cool. I'm
yeah.
going to incorporate that into some future.
And she used it several times throughout the year, but always on special occasions. Sometimes it had nuts in it. In the fall, I remember the nuts. And then sometimes in the spring, it would have fruit in it, like apples and
mm-hmm.
always small things, not huge
right.
big piece, but small things.
So each person could get one without it being like a watermelon.
Right. And candies.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes little packages of cookies. She'd tie
mm-hmm.
little packages of cookies up. Some little treat to take away from the table.
Well, I think that is a lovely idea.
I thought it was sweet. I hadn't thought about that in years until I saw that a scale filled with acorns, and that memory came flooding back.
Well, and I just thought of that because you can find so many interesting things at garage sales, in antique shops, you know, and I just got this vision of scales because, yes, you can put all sorts of interesting things in there, and it would be a unique centerpiece.
Mm-hmm.
A centerpiece doesn't have to be a bowl of flowers, you know. We
can be all kinds
real creative.
Do we have a caller? I heard a beep in my ear. Do we have a caller?
Hi there. My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome. I hope we didn't make you wait too long.
Oh, you're fine. I enjoyed listening to you.
What can we do for
fine.
You?
I was calling because we have a new season coming upon us. As we know, autumn is coming here in a couple days, and I just wondered what that season has in store for me.
Okay, do you want to take that?
Are you asking for a quick look at my tarot cards to see what fall might have in store for you?
That's fine.
Okay, well, let us see then what we can see for Lisa for fall 2008. Oh my. Lisa, is there anyone in your life, romantically speaking, at this time?
No.
Well, I think that's going to change. And I think your professional situation, your financial situation, is also going to change. And I think these changes are going to be for the better. Now, keep an open mind, because what Spirit says is better may not be what you think it's going to be when I say it's going to be better. But here's what I'm talking about. Very first card I turned over is Two of Pentacles. Pentacles are the suit that has to do with jobs and career, money and education. And the two says that the venture pays off, your ship comes in, and the return is much greater than you had expected. Okay?
Okay.
We have Two of Cups as your foundation, and this talks about a romantic partnership where you are equal partners in the relationship, 50-50. Not 70-30, but 50-50. We've got Six of Swords in your home scene, and that means your personal life is definitely going to change. It can also mean movement, and so if you were thinking about getting a different roof over your head this fall, that's certainly a possibility. But this is only the beginning of the good fortune, because what follows, what it leads to, in the immediate future, which is going to take us much closer to the end of the year, is the Six of Wands, and that's a card that's all about victory and success. It's a win-win situation. So what I am thinking is there is just much good stuff that is coming your way this fall. Personally good stuff, professionally good stuff, and then it's going to get better moving on towards the end of the year.
Well, I'm happy to hear that because I picked up a second job to make things better for myself, and I do want to make a residential move.
Well, it looks as though you're going to be doing better financially than you had thought you would do. And given what's been going on lately with the stock market and, mm-hmm. and hurricanes and people's economies, I would say that is just delightful news to hear.
Yeah, I've been working hard. And Dick, and when you say about a romance, can you tell if it's someone I may know already, if it's a new person?
Well, let's go take a quick look at that. All righty, Lisa's romance that we see popping up, is it someone new, or is it someone she already knows? No, it's not anybody you already know. It is the type of person you tend to be attracted to. So if you like them tall, blonde, and handsome, you're not likely to find yourself getting your heart going all pit-a-pat for somebody who's short and bald.
Okay.
Okay, but we are all drawn to certain types, so your type is there. The other thing that's interesting is this is someone who can not only be a romantic interest for you, but is also a soulmate. The way I talk about tarot and romance is that soulmates find each other because there's things they can learn from each other that they can't learn from anybody else. It doesn't automatically mean that you're going to fall in love and live happily ever after, but you might. And in your case, it looks like this is a very strong probability. Now, I am no good at turning up initials or telling you what somebody looks like. But I can tell you that this person has the finances under control, okay? We're not talking about someone who is deep in debt or mortgaged to the eyeballs. We're not necessarily talking about someone who's filthy rich either, but we are talking about someone who knows how to balance what needs to go out with what's coming in. And I think that is quite nice. Again, given what's going on with the economy.
Very good.
That take care of your questions?
Thank you very much. I'll
you
keep you posted and let you know what happens.
Oh, please do. I love it when people call back in and check in with us.
Yes, and sooner or later we're going to say how you can contact me directly so you could send me an email and let me know.
Yeah,
I would like that.
I'll listen and get that from you.
Okay, well, let's just do that right now. This is a long email address, so get your pen or pencil handy, and I'm going to spell things just to make sure.
Okay.
My email is kate_, that's not a hyphen, an underscore goes at the same base level as all the other letters, brun2000@yahoo.com. That's my email. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Heather, so much. I appreciate you both.
And I will look forward to hearing from you.
Definitely.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, Lisa.
Happy fall to you.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Do we have any other callers out there right now besides Lisa? Just so appreciative when people call in. It's so good to know that they're listening, number one, and that they're enjoying the show, number two, and that they're reaching out to our guest. I really, really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Forgot to ask Lisa where she was from. I love to know where people are calling in from.
Well, if she's still listening to the show, maybe she'll send me an email and tell me, and then I'll let you know.
That would be fun. Okay. In addition to contemplating balance in all aspects in your life, this is the time to start a project to work on over the winter.
Yes.
That's an old tradition. I can remember my grandmother saying things like, and my aunt both, saying things like, oh, that's a cold day project.
Well, again, this goes back to when people lived closer to the land on more of an agricultural calendar because it was wintertime, it was cold, it was rainy, there might be snow, sleet, whatever, and you weren't going to go out and till the fields. So you did stuff inside. You made quilts.
Mm-hmm.
You cleaned up all your gardening implements and made sure that everything was nice and sharp. You oiled what needed to be oiled. You polished what needed to be polished. And, of course, while you were doing this, you were telling stories. Family lore. Tribal lore. We didn't have books to read umpty hundred years ago. You know, you learned it listening to Grandma and Grandpa tell you about, oh, the dreadful winter when I was 10 years old. You know?
And had to walk 5 miles to school every day if there was one.
Uphill, both ways.
Yeah. Yep. I liked your idea here about making plans to feng shui your home, room by room.
Yeah.
What a great idea for the
wintertime. Well, if you do it room by room, number one, it's not so intimidating. And number two, you actually have a better chance of finishing the project.
That's true.
Yeah. Because sometimes, if you're going to get your feng shui stuff properly organized, it involves moving things. I'm not a feng shui expert either. I got a really great book at one of the metaphysical fairs we do, Feng Shui for Dummies. And it spoke about feng shui in ways that I could understand it. And the most important thing I've learned is there is no feng shui imbalance that you can't fix somehow with wind chimes and mirrors.
No smoke?
No
bad
smoke.
Bad joke. I'm sorry.
Wind chimes, wind chimes and mirrors will do the trick.
Oh, goodness. You know, and uncluttering. Declutter. That's the first thing I usually hear out of somebody's mouth is declutter your house, your closets, your drawers, your walls, your books, everything.
I did some of that today.
I got
into the hall closet, and I pulled out all the wintry stuff that, huzzah, I am now too small to wear.
All right. Oh.
Well, as I've mentioned in the past, I sing with Tapestry Singers, and we are having our annual garage sale the first weekend in October. And so I'm looking for stuff. I'm pulling things out, putting it in boxes that I can donate. And today was the day I went through a closet.
Declutter.
Absolutely.
A friend of mine is moving to Midland. She's selling her house and moving to Midland. And for the last 2 weeks, I had already moved. She was my roommate for a long time, and I'd already moved. But now we're going through her stuff, and it's amazing.
No doubt, finding things that she hadn't realized she'd squirreled away. Now, I heard another beep. Does that mean we have another caller?
Do we have another caller? Hello?
Hello? How are you?
Hi. Welcome to the show. What is your first name?
Joan.
Joan?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from, Joan?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, one of my favorite places in the whole world.
Great. I'm really enjoying you, too. You're really interesting tonight.
Oh, well, thank you. This is Kate. Kate, meet Joan. Do you have a question or you want to contribute?
Yes, I'm curious. I know there's a lot of financial things going on right now, but I'm not real happy in my job right now, and some things are happening around me, and I wanted to see what you saw in the cards as far as me in the next few months, whether I should get another part-time job or if I will.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at Joan's professional situation, Joan's financial situation.
She's shuffling the tarot cards.
Well, here's what we get, Joan. Yes, there are challenges, but it looks as though you are nicely balanced. We've got Three of Swords as your cornerstone, and that means you are not going too far into thinking about it too much or feeling about it too much and trying to fly by the seat of your pants. What we've got is that you already know what works. We have a familiar pattern repeating for you. And the nicest thing of all is here is Six of Wands as your foundation, which says victory and success. And then if we look ahead a little bit, here's a new cycle beginning. what you're, I don't see any job changes for you anytime soon, because first you've got to learn some new things. Okay? So build on what you already know, expand your knowledge base, but change is inevitable. Now here, because here we've got the star. And what the star is telling us, and this is really interesting, because the last tarot class I taught, the students were asking me why we've got an eight-pointed star in this card. Well, what it is a square talks about mundane everyday things, jobs, money, your bank account, your love life. If you turn that square on its point so it looks like a diamond, that refers to the spiritual realm of your existence. When you lay one over the other, this gives you an eight-pointed star, which is halfway to a circle, and a circle is a whole. So you are moving yourself steadily toward completion, whatever that is for you, but how you do it is by making changes. And the best way for you to start making these changes happen is take a little bit of a leap of faith and start learning some new things. And that leads to defining the niche that you want to fill in the marketplace. That's the Nine of Pentacles. So until you do that, it would not be wise to try to go looking for another job. I'm getting this visual now of a concrete foundation being laid for a house or a building. So you need to lay the foundation for the next big phase of your professional life. Now this does not feel bad. This feels exciting. And I don't think you'd have to learn something brand new. We're not talking about you saying, okay, I'm done being a school teacher, I'm going to go be an electrician. No. Nothing as radical as that. But we are talking about expanding your knowledge base, getting some more techniques and refinements down that can move you on to the next stage.
Because I already know some things that just need to be refined, like you said. And
yeah.
I could work on that.
Yeah.
As a part-time thing.
And then if we say, okay, assuming Joan follows this advice, then what is the outcome likely to be? And that gives us Two of Wands, which is movement. Now, all movement is from point A to point B. But what I think that's telling us is that when you have learned what you need to learn and you're ready to move forward, your best opportunity for the next job is most likely not going to be in Vegas.
Well, that wouldn't surprise you. You actually see me moving out of Vegas then in the future? Or?
Well, I've got Two of Wands, and as I said, that's movement, but it's tied to a job opportunity, and my assumption is that would take you away from Vegas because you're learning new things, and I'm just keep getting this feeling. My toes are twitching. And so I'm getting this feeling, though, you get itchy feet, you want to explore different territory.
How long have you been in Vegas?
Pardon me?
How long have you been in Vegas?
18 years. I was pursuing a music career before here. I got involved in the earthquake in San Francisco in 89.
Uh-huh.
And it put my music career on hold. So it's been kind of a trip. But then I got more into metaphysics. And
maybe it's time to look at the music career again and maybe bring that to some closure, since it sounded like it was an abrupt ending for you.
Yeah, it was. It was very sad.
Oh, dear.
Maybe well, I still sing occasionally, but it's just not the same thing. I don't feel the same way about it, you know. I just assume utilizing my voice to heal and help. That's kind of who I am, so...
There you go, heal and help. That's good. That's important. What you just said is important, using your voice to heal and help.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important.
Yes, it is.
I think that's what's really needed now. You know, you get older and you're not into the same thing so much because you're talented. You want to utilize it to help people. So
I'm about. Joan, if you develop that in some way and become known for doing that, you know, people pray over and use their hands. Why not use your singing ability while you're doing your healing? Which, by the way, you are a healer. You know that, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that would be unique. And if that comes from the heart and that's part of your genuine talent, you can combine your metaphysics, your healing, and your love of music.
Absolutely.
Well, I've already taken hands-on healing classes to utilize that area, and I was starting years ago to learn how to use music as healing, but I kind of had to put it in the back burner because of my finances with my job, because, as you know, the economy kind of has been affecting our tips, and that's why I have a problem. You know, we're just not making as much money as we used to, you know, to be able to take some courses and to travel, so I've had a hard time with that.
Well, but you don't have to necessarily sit in a classroom to take a course. There's information on the internet that you can access. Explore free possibilities. Explore cheap possibilities, because your reading didn't show your budget getting any tighter. Okay? So I don't think we're talking so much about you having to spend a whole bunch of money to learn what you need to learn. We're just talking about expanding your knowledge base, and there's so many different ways to do that.
And one of the best teachers, and it's free, is meditation. Because you get in touch with your guides, you invite your angels into your realm, and you can be on an island by yourself and develop yourself by being in touch with your guides. The stories that I hear about guides and angels and the subconscious and tapping into past life memory and past life experiences, they're all wonderful teachers if you will trust the knowledge that you get through meditation, and it's free.
And write it down.
Yeah.
Don't expect to remember it, you know. It's like dream energy can do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
But say you're going to do a nice meditation and you get some insights while you're there, and this has happened to me. Don't trust that you're going to remember them for forever and a day. Go write it down while
start
it's still
keeping
fresh
a spiral
in your memory.
Notebook. Yeah. Get you a spiral notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Not a three-ring binder because pages tear out. Get you a spiral notebook, not the kind that has the perforation paper. And write down your notes, just like Kate said. Write everything down, the sounds, the smells, the feelings, what else, color, numbers, any kind of symbology that you get.
Yep.
And meditation can be like a dream state, and you'll see things repeatedly, and just like in a dream. And pretty soon you go, aha, that's what that means.
You're
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because you're gonna be seeing what you're seeing from your perspective, using symbolism that is unique to you. This is why I tell people that dream books can be fun, but you shouldn't put too much faith in them, because what the dream book says the meaning is, if you dream of a red car, might be something really different from what that red car means to you.
It's really true.
Mm-hmm. And meditation meditation is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You may get nothing but ridiculous symbols, but to you, they're all very, very important. Every one of them, even if it's a green cow.
Yeah. One of the things I tell my clients who ask about dream interpretation is that if you have the exact same dream more than once, then that's definitely something that you need to learn. It's a lesson. But it's also true if you have dreams of similar content. So if you dream that you're walking somewhere, and you have another dream and you're riding somewhere, and you have another dream that someone's taking you somewhere and you're a passenger in their car, well, these are all dreams about movement, so they have a similar theme. And I would say that the same theory would apply to meditation. If you get visions in various meditations that all seem to have a similar theme, then that's something that you need to look at and try to learn from.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Ram Dass says in Be Here Now, which for me is a very important book. Sure, when you meditate, sometimes just random thoughts are going to cross your mind. You observe them and let them go. And I would also say write them down, because that meandering thought might have more meaning than you thought it did at the time.
What I would do, to give you some basics, and you may already have all this information in your head. Forgive me if you do. I don't mean to insult you. But I would learn what colors mean. And just get the basics. You know, you can go online. In fact, I think you can go on my website. Kate may have it on hers, too. But I have a color section on my website. And it's part of the book section. Now, pink may mean generally for a female, but pink is universally known as the color of love, sending and receiving. So if you dream about a pink car, because cars typically represent, or any kind of vehicle, like she was saying, any method of movement tends to represent us, our body. So our body is moving through, and sometimes our spirit. And get a grip on what numbers mean. What the number one is, the number two, that's a numerology. You can also get that on websites. That's free knowledge.
Yep. And I don't have anything about colors on my website, so I'm going to go look at yours, Elaine, and pick your brains there a little bit and see how that influences me.
Okay. And then, get a basic knowledge of colors, of numerology, and at least learn what the astrology symbols look like.
Yes.
Because, and you may not do this, but for me, every now and then, in either readings or meditation or dreams, I'll get a symbol. Like, I'm a Leo, so I'll get the Leo symbol, or I'll get a Virgo symbol. Familiarize yourself enough with it and learn the dates. At least remember, you know what your sign is, so you know what dates that falls in. And
and all of that is available for free on the internet.
Yeah. It's all free, if not on my site, online.
Yeah, you tell your search engine astrology.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll direct you to umpty sites where you can look stuff up and learn what the symbols are all about and things like that.
What else would be good basics for her to have? Color, numerology, astrology? Would be just good. Those are good basic
things.
I think
that's a real good place to start. Let's not overwhelm her.
Yeah, and that way when you do dream or even you're driving down the street and you see something, you go, or you hear something on the radio, which, by the way, is a big messenger for me, is radios and songs. Because we get information all the time. We are bombarded with information in real time. We are bombarded, and sometimes by our guides trying to tell us something.
Oh, here's another thing I would suggest. It would be helpful if you could pay attention to the signals that your body sends you. You know, like if you get a really, really feeling in your gut that says, don't go down that street today.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. Respect that feeling. It's a whole lot easier for us to feel the signals that say don't do something than it is to feel the signals that say do something.
You know, that's a whole program, Kate.
Yeah.
Why we pick up the negative, and I hear that from people developing their psychic ability all the time. I'm having nightmares. I'm having bad feelings. I'm having panic attacks. What is it about that negative feeling that's stronger than the warm, fuzzy one?
Maybe it's conditioning. You know, we're little kids, we're growing up, and Mama says, don't touch that, it's a hot stove, it'll burn you.
Right. Joan, are we helping you, or are we confusing you?
No, I'm listening to you. I really am here, and you were saying body signals, and it's funny because I've had some anxiety attacks lately, and I've actually had some dizziness, but that has something to do with my inner ear.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if that has something to do with all of this.
Maybe.
Maybe I should be listening more.
Joan, all I can say is maybe, because when you are talking about dizziness, about the things you're talking about, I say that the first thing you need to do is to rule out a physical cause.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what I'm talking about is more like, oh, the time. This was maybe, a bunch of years ago, 10 years ago. I had a jury duty summons. I had to be in that courtroom. And I'm driving down there, and I'm getting this feeling in my gut that says, turn right around now and go back home. And I said, I can't. You don't even ignore a jury call. So I went. I was down there all day, and when I got home, we had been broken into, and we had been burgled.
Oh, my God.
Okay, do we have another caller? Joan, hang in here.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much, Joan, for calling and for listening. Thank you for being with us. Do we have another caller? Hello?
I'm not hearing any other voices.
I'm not either. I thought Sweet Seth whispered in my ear. Could have sworn he whispered
well,
in my ear. Well,
I didn't hear any beeps.
Well, so. we didn't make... Sometimes the beeps, I can't hear the beeps. I'm
okay.
Glad you can hear them. Sometimes I can't.
There's a beep.
There's a beep. Do we have another caller?
Yeah, hi. This is Nancy from Washington State. How you guys doing?
Hi,
we
Nancy.
We are fine.
We're having fun. Are you having fun with us?
Yes, I am. Very enjoyable.
Thank you. What can we do for you this evening?
Well, I was wondering if you can tell me what might be coming up for me, whether it be healing my body or family or travel.
Ooh, that's a bunch of questions.
Yeah, it is. All wrapped up into
let's,
one.
Let's talk about one at a time.
Yeah.
What's the first thing, Nancy?
The most important is the healing of my body.
Okay. Now, I have to say, for the record and for all these listeners, that I am not a medical person, and
right.
I don't diagnose, and I don't prescribe, but that doesn't stop us from looking at the state of your physical body. And what I've got here is that this is unfamiliar territory. You want it to finish up. To deal with it is ultimately your responsibility, whatever that may mean. But what's of most interest to me is Seven of Cups here, which says it would be very helpful to you for you to be clear about what it is that you are observing in your body and what you're feeling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You may be misinterpreting, okay? Or you may be missing some signals that you need to. So if we look ahead a little bit, we have improvements. So how do the improvements come about? That's not clear. All I get is victory and success. I have no idea how this is going to come about. When we're talking about the state of your body, the first thing I think of is, well, when was the last time you saw your doctor and got a checkup? Because you have to be practical about these things, too.
Right. And I see my doctor almost weekly right now, and I just went through some major surgery that I have such a gut instinct that it didn't work.
Well, let's ask this. Nancy has this strong feeling. What are the odds that her feeling is accurate versus what is her feeling that it is inaccurate? I don't get a clear picture on this as clear as I would like to, one way or another, but we've got Nine of Pentacles, so I think the medical work did some good, okay? And I think you will see greater success in the future. Sad to say, we've also got King of Wands, which says this particular problem could pop up again. I would say play it safe and stay in touch with your doctor.
Uh-huh.
And then if we say, is there anything that Nancy can do to maximize success with her physical difficulties here? Well, here's the Magician, which says, yes, indeed, you've got the power. And Edgar Casey always said, mind is the builder, so it wouldn't hurt for you to visualize yourself in a better physical condition. Because we've got the High Priestess, which is balancing energies. Here we are back to balance again. She's the spiritual sister. She'll weed out, you know, separate the wheat from the chaff. So she helps the Magician conquer. You know, use the energy wisely. We still have the recurring pattern with victory and success. So what I'm thinking is you're not at the end of this particular journey with regard to your health yet. You've got one more round to go, but the one more round brings you victory and success, because here's the Six of Wands. So I wouldn't say that what you're dealing with right now is just a negative situation that's going to stay negative. I'd say you're more like in the middle of your journey.
Okay. I see one more surgery, if you don't mind my popping my head in here.
Well, that kind of, that fits in with what I'm looking at here, too. So, yeah.
It's almost like a correction, corrective surgery. It's not, let's start over again.
Right. It finishes what was begun.
Yeah, and then you should be on your road.
Yeah.
Have you ever done acupuncture?
Long time ago I had it done.
You might want to consider that as a, I don't want to say pain relief, but I'll say pain relief, discomfort relief.
Okay.
And also to get your body balanced.
Yeah.
Your energy balanced. There's a whole procedure in acupuncture about balancing before surgeries and after surgeries.
Oh, okay.
And getting it's a whole process. I had it done before and after some pretty major dental surgery. Oh gosh, 10 years ago or more. I had another procedure to compare it to, and the two procedures were just day and night.
Wow.
It was just amazing. Just amazing. Find a good acupuncturist and tell them what's going on.
Okay.
As an alternative, not as a supplement, rather, not a replacement for your medical service.
Right.
And I would second that recommendation because it resonates with me. It says, yeah, this it won't harm,
mm-hmm.
and it most likely will help.
Yeah, acupuncture is amazing. Find you a good acupuncturist, somebody who's been around for a while. Not that the new ones with new certifications are not good, but for your purposes, you need somebody who's been down this road with other clients.
Yeah.
Someone who's got a lot of practice in listening.
Yes. Good point. Okay. And if that you don't resonate with that person, then find you another service.
That's right.
Don't stick around, because it's just like readers.
And don't be shy about asking for references.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything else, Nancy?
Well, yeah. I just had, my son just surprised us with, he's flying us down to Oklahoma. And I just got a message from him that kind of clarifies a gut feeling that I had with my daughter, who is very jealous of anything and everything goes on that if she doesn't do it first. And so they live only 6 hours away from each other, so this is like a family reunion before my son goes to Iraq. And I got such a sick feeling when I read that email. That's why I kind of didn't know what to ask you, because I'm really upset about my surgery, but I'm now upset about what might be going on with my children and this travel.
Well, let's see what we can pull up about the kids and the travel. And what I get is, number one, the Chariot, which says keep an open mind.
Okay.
So I would say let events unfold and then decide how you're going to react to them. And another thing that's really important is judgment. This is a card that talks about a new cycle beginning that is letting universal love flow through you.
Okay.
So if you proceed from the standpoint of love and not anticipating anything, if you just go with love and no expectations, I think the result will be better.
Okay.
I know that's hard, but sometimes they're just, aren't easy answers.
Right.
Although I am now getting this vision of a very nicely wrapped birthday present with a big pink bow on it. So I think this is going to be a better visit than you are thinking it might be.
Oh, awesome.
And pink is the color of love, sending and receiving, so that's a good image.
Yeah.
It's a good color.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Take care of your feet over the next couple of months, Nancy.
Take care of what?
Your feet.
My feet.
Your feet. Watch where you put them. Watch what kind of shoes you're wearing. If your feet get tired, maybe if you're traveling, well, you're going to be traveling, but if you're going to be doing a lot of sightseeing, maybe carry a different set of shoes that you can swap back and forth, you know, each day.
Okay.
Just take care of your feet.
When you sit down, make sure you put your feet up.
Yeah. Get a pedicure, you know, get your foot massaged, that sort of thing. Just take care of your feet.
Oh, okay.
See, we're sending you to pamper yourself, see?
You sure are. Thank you.
Hey, pampering is good. I am a firm believer in pampering.
Me too. Thank you for calling in, Nancy.
Well, we appreciate it.
I'm so glad you're listening. Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless both of you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. You are so welcome.
This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland, and tonight, Kate Brown, our Equinox lady, who also is doing readings. We have about 3 more minutes for anyone who wants to call in for a reading from Kate. And, Kate, tell those folks how to get a hold of you again. Phone number this time, if you'd like to include that.
I sure will. My phone number here in Austin, Texas is 512-454-2293, and the answering machine is always on. If you want to send me an email, it's Kate, K-A-T-E, underscore, Brown, B-R-A-U-N, 2000, at yahoo.com. And I also have a website, www.tarotbykateinaustin.com. And I'm going to trust people can spell all of that.
Where's your next appearance, Kate?
Let's see. I am at Ancient Mysteries on the 27th of this month. And then we get into October. And what happens in October? I'm at Ancient Mysteries on the 4th, the 5th, the 12th, and the 25th. And then we get to November, and we've got a metaphysical fair on the 22nd and 23rd, and Celtic Fest is the first weekend in November.
I haven't done Celtic Fest in a long time. That was a lot of fun when I did it years ago.
It's an outdoor. It's a great place to people watch. I love the bagpipers. I love the dog parade, and I love when the Celts beat the Romans.
They didn't do that when I was there last time. That sounds like fun. I'll have to come this year. Tell folks what you do at
Ancient Mysteries.
Yes,
I am available for public tarot meetings. You can also readings. You can also schedule a reading with me there. Ancient Mysteries is a delightful metaphysical shop here in Austin. Midnight, the owner, has some of the best candles for magical purposes I have ever found. And just more things in the store to list. Okay, she has a website too, www.ancientmysteries.net, if I'm remembering it correctly. But if you tell your search engine Ancient Mysteries, Austin, Texas, I'm sure it will turn up. Saturdays, I'm there. I'm on the clock from 11 to 5:30. Sundays, I'm there from noon to 4:30.
So they can certainly find you.
Oh,
Kate,
yes.
As you can tell, Kate's a wonderful reader, folks. And do you work by phone, too, don't you, Kate?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So don't be afraid to call. And, yes, you can get just as good a readings by phone. My goodness, we have you right in our ear. How much closer can we get you?
And that's the thing. At the very least, I have to hear the client's voice.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do readings on the Internet. It's not an immediate enough connection.
I do the chat room on Tuesday nights, but I don't have near as much fun. I always enjoy meeting everybody, and I try to answer their questions for them. But I'm like you. I really like to hear their voice and feel their energy. That's what hearing the voice is all about. It's feeling
yes.
the energy.
It creates a better balance. There's
mm-hmm.
there's just a better flow.
Well, sweet Seth is going to whisper in my ear in a minute and make us go away. So I want to thank everybody tonight for being with us, Kate especially, and Lisa and Joan and Nancy. If you're still out there, thank you again for calling in. please call and give us feedback. We would love to do that, or get a hold of Kate and give her the feedback. In the meantime, I thank you very much, and I like to tell people, don't forget to share a smile with everybody this week. This is Elaine Ireland. You've been going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. And Kate will be with us again in a couple of months. We'll talk about spring.
No, we'll talk about the winter solstice about spring.
Yes, the winter solstice. Okay,
yes.
I don't have that date. Do you have it in front of me?
Let's see. It's December. The winter, thank goodness for Llewellyn's astrological calendar. The winter solstice is Sunday, December the 21st, which means we will be talking on Thursday, December 18th.
All right. We will see you then. In the meantime, world, be safe. Be patient. This is a difficult time going around the world right now with our hurricanes and the financial thing and anything else that's going on in your lives. Be patient with each other. Be kind to each other. Be supportive. Share that smile. Maybe a hug. Meanwhile, good night, everybody. Good night, Kate. Thank you.
Good night, Elaine. Good night to everyone out there.